Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
We're heading up to San Francisco this weekend.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I'm doing all these dates at the San Francisco Punchline, doing what I know and love, which is stand-up comedy. And Brent Weinbach's going to be with me, but you're doing something kind of interesting. You're hosting a food event at the Outside Lands Festival.
Yes, I will be with Chef Ludo Lefebvre August 4th. He's going to be cooking something. I'm going to be hosting and eating and drinking.
Let me break down the headliners at the Outside Lands Festival, and you tell me who you're the most excited about.
Okay.
Green Day.
I saw him when I was like 16.
Post Malone, and that's Latin for after Malone.
I feel like I would hate it, but it would be interesting to see.
SZA.
Voyeuristic.
SZA. SZA?
I don't know who that
is. Laura, is it SZA or SZA? SZA?
That sounds better.
SZA, definitely.
SZA
is an offshoot of the Neapolitan flatbread with cheese on top. Pizza. SZA.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Famous.
A woman or a band?
A woman.
Or
right?
A company is our child.
It's a woman. Okay. Here we go. Next. Next line down. Let's see how many of these you know. Let's see how far down we can get. You've heard of SZA, though, right?
No.
SZA.
No.
SZA?
No.
Okay, let's go one line down. Jack Harlow.
No.
Okay, big up and coming big white rapper.
Okay.
The new white rapper.
I'd like to hear him.
Man with a mustache.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert.
I feel like I would enjoy that.
Uses they them pronouns. Just found out. Lil Uzi Vert came out non-binary. Now that to me is progressive. When rappers are saying I use they them pronouns, I'm more interested.
I mean, Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi
does
Vert.
Sound kind of genderless.
Lil Uzi Vert, which is Latin for small Uzi green.
Cute.
Okay, next, Callie Uchis.
Don't know who that is.
Me neither. Laura? Ooh, we've left the millennials behind.
We're not doing a very good job of promoting this festival.
Disclosure. Heard of him. Next, Mitski.
Heard of him.
You've heard of Mitski? Mitski is a well-trained poodle, I believe. And they're doing like dog tricks. Okay, next, Polo and Pan.
Dunno.
That is Ralph Lauren and the God of Wine. And they're doing a two-man act. Okay, next, Anita.
Dunno.
I didn't finish. Baker.
Anita
no,
Baker's outside.
No, it's just Anita. It's just Anita.
Thank you.
I did. I left out two big names. I'm so sorry. Weezer. Have you ever heard of them?
Now, that would be fun. Kind of know what to expect, but I would hope that they would do something that I wouldn't expect, and I think I would enjoy that.
All I want out of that concert is to enjoy their sweater. That's them, right?
You mean to destroy their sweater?
Yeah, destroy their sweater. Yeah. Okay, next.
Where am I in this lineup?
Phoebe Bridgers. Phoebe Bridgers.
Heard of her?
Smashed a guitar on Saturday Night Live, I think. Or is that someone else? All right, here we go. Now we're into the weeds, okay?
Okay.
Dominique Feek.
Moshe.
Anything?
We.
Dominique Feek.
I don't know who that is.
Oliver Tree.
I don't know.
All of her tree.
All of her tree.
No, Oliver Tree. How about Mac DeMarco? Heard of him? He has a song. I don't remember, but yeah, I've heard of him. Oh, whoa, way down here. Oh, Pusha T getting squalored out to the small font.
Hey, listen.
Pusha T.
Let us know who your favorite new bands
Mount
are.
Joy.
I want to learn about new bands.
Local natives.
You know what? And that's one thing I'm really excited about Outside Lands. I'm going to go there and spend the days watching music, and it's going to be fun.
We're going to learn some new music. Rostam?
I barely
know him. Sampa the Great. Del Watergap. Papa Rod. Cassandra Jenkins.
Okay, Moshe, stop.
Unusual DeMont.
Stop
there
it.
Used to be another DeMont. It was much more normal, but this one, unusual DeMont. Ooh, Pussy Riot's going to be there. They fought Putin. I know who they are. Zoe Wees.
Moshe.
Baby
stop.
Tate. And I have some bad news for you. DJ Seinfeld's going to be there. What's the deal with bass drops? Okay. Barry Can't Swim will be joining us in the Soma tent, along with India Jordan, Jay Wura, Joplin, not Janice. But I have some bad news for you, Natasha.
I'm not on the bill.
As far as I can see, I'm not seeing you on this lineup, but there might be an old one before you agreed to the offer. Listen, Outside Lands is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to come.
I'm in the gastronomy tent. It's like a there's a whole like food situation happening.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to join you.
There's no more comedy tent.
I'm not going to be able to join you for SZA or Green Day, but I will be able to come watch Post Malone, Weezer, Mitski, and Dominique Feek.
Cool. We'll come back and report. You know what? I think we should go out into the lands.
Stop
and,
it. Hold on a second.
Take
a
it in.
Special hometown performance from Illenium.
I don't know who that is.
Listen, it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you guys at the San Francisco Punchline and maybe even at Outside Lands.
It's a beautiful festival, by the way. One of my favorite. We saw Paul McCartney there one
year. Oh, that was fun. Now, Paul McCartney.
All outside. It's in this lush forest. It's such a beautiful. What's that place called?
Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
Is what it's called.
The iconic Golden Gate Park. I mean, it's just so beautiful. A lot of these concerts are in like dust bowls.
I'm trying to find you here, honey, and just
Moshe. Obviously, it's a new show that they were. Anyway, they're not doing comedy this year. So,
are you really performing? Be honest. Did you just say that so you could come with me to San Francisco?
Okay, listen. We've got someone waiting to talk
okay,
to us.
Let's do some advice.
Are you done roasting the lineup?
I mean, we roasted ourselves. You know, all of our young listeners are right now like laughing at the people we don't know. These people are probably like the most famous people in the world. We're just old fucking idiots. So if you want some advice from an old fucking idiot, here we go. Right now, we're going to call Alicia in Brooklyn, New York. Actually, Brooklyn. Alicia, you seem young. How do you pronounce the artist SZA? The famous artist, SZA.
I'm not good at this, but I would go SZA.
Oh, man. That can't be it. SZA? We think it might be SZA. She's so famous, and we feel out of touch because we don't know.
Anyone like that who has kind of an odd name, their first song should be about how to pronounce their name.
You pronounce it SZA, kind of a thing. Now, Alicia, another question. You're in Brooklyn, New York?
I am.
Are you going to be joining me at the Bell House on October the 29th?
I just saw the announcement, so I was going to grab some tickets.
Holy fucking shit. We are going to have a great time. All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
As am I.
So how can we help you?
You know who my special guest is, by the way, at the Brooklyn Bell House show?
I don't think so. No.
I believe she's coming through.
I hope so.
We got to get her on the pod, huh?
Oh, yeah. SZA, we're huge fans.
SZA?
SZA, we're gigantic fans. Yes, please, Alicia, take it away.
Yeah, so I wanted to reach out to you guys because basically my boyfriend hates me in his dreams, and I don't know why.
Whoa.
Moshe recently woke up and told me he had a dream that
she had murdered her family.
I had murdered my family.
And was unrepentant.
And he was like, it was the worst dream. And he kept talking about it all morning. And I was like, will you not talk to me about this in front of our kid?
Because I was sobbing. In the dream, I was sobbing because I was going to lose her. She was going to prison. And she just couldn't have cared less. She was just like unrepentant and callous. And I was like, I'm losing you. You're going away forever. And she just didn't give a shit.
But
it
then
made
when he
me
told,
mad at her.
When he told me about this, I was like, oh, maybe I should stop being a bitch, like such a bitch to him.
Well, I mean, maybe, but what's the part where you kill your family? I don't get. What are you doing in your dreams to your boyfriend?
Yeah, so it's kind of along the same lines. It's a lot of either me, you know, cheating, having a guy on the side, just kind of lying to him. And he's just, you know, he's feeling like he's not very heard and not getting, you know, the attention that he kind of wants out of the situation.
And he unloads this on you?
Sorry, what?
He unloads this on you?
Oh, yeah. The first thing he does when he wakes up, he's like, I'm so upset. You were so mean to me in my dreams. And I was like, well, I was sleeping right here next to you. So clearly I didn't do anything.
You sound like you're too hot for him.
What a read, Natasha.
Well, he can't fathom that she's with him. So right. he like every night goes to bed looking at your body and like how you're hotter than anyone he's ever been with. And it's like clearly his problem.
Well, is he doing that thing where he,
cause that's annoying. He should keep it to himself.
Is he doing that thing where he is a little bit actually mad at you because of what happened in the dream?
Well, yeah, that's the real problem. So we'll have these dreams and then the rest of the day he's upset with me and I don't know how to snap him out of it.
Oh, I dislike that. That mm-hmm. ain't cool. How long have you been together?
2.5 years now.
So it's pretty lengthy.
I got 3 words for you. Antisocial personality disorder.
That's 4 words, and I would say a little bit of an overreach based on this alone.
Okay, I know. I hear you, but yeah.
Maybe it's not 4 words. Antisocial, that's a hyphenated
Thank
word, isn't
you.
It? I'm sorry, honey.
I just think that, you know, it's not your problem.
I mean, that is right.
It's like, and then it's like affecting your relationship. Like, then maybe you guys need to see couples therapist. I don't know. It's like, I hate when people like guys get moody and you don't know what's wrong.
Can I ask you this?
So many boyfriends like that. It's so annoying. It's such a waste of time.
Can I ask you this? Two questions. Are you cheating on him?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Second question. Why are you doing that in the dream then? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? That feels fucked up to me. As a man, that feels fucked up to me. That you shouldn't do that.
I know. I wish I could fix it.
I think Natasha's onto something here. I think actually, does it bother you for real in real life that he does this? It must, right?
Not the dream so much because I don't really put a lot of stock into dreams. But it is kind of like the day after where he's just kind of like giving me side eyes and being like, kind of off.
I think that it's time to set a boundary up in this. You see that macrame wall art behind you? You see how that's made of lines? You need to set some yarn in the sand and say, you know what? I love you and I'm loyal to you, but I don't need to hear about your bad dreams about me anymore. And you don't need to transfer your, I think. Right?
I like that. Cause that's how you start to like, if you're having any, you have to take bold actions like that in a relationship, uncomfortable actions, because it leads you closer to knowing if there's someone that you should keep investing your time in.
I like that.
Because if he's not willing to grow with you, like this kind of thing should probably bring you a little closer if it's meant to be a good relationship, I think.
You know, they used to say in AA, grow or go. He's got to grow up. It's very immature to be like, to act. First of all, the idea of actually being upset because of a dream. I mean, it's like, I've killed family members in my dream. Am I at risk of doing that? You know, I once threw darts at my grandma's belly buttons until her gut, guts fell out of it in a dream. Does that mean I am a sadistic person that wants to kill my grandma? No, she's been dead for over a decade. I missed my shot. The point is,
no, listen back to what Moshe said. You should say that exactly to him and see how he responds.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. You don't deserve that. You're like a little non-cheating angel, just sleeping, stars in your eyes, all innocent looking. And he's over there fantasizing about you getting railed. I mean, fuck him.
I think that's kind of the problem, though, because he'll admit that I'm the nicest person that he's dated. So I feel like he's just waiting for this shoe to drop, because every other girl that he's dated sounds like she's been a little crazy.
That's also immature.
Oh, I love him. Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to marry him?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Okay.
I just think that's both of those things are red flag immature. Not like here's the thing about men. Okay, I'm sure women do this too, but men, I think, do this more more loudly and more, and it takes them longer to figure it out. We get stuck because of, I think, like male privilege. We get stuck in these behaviors that we aren't aware are obnoxious for like way longer than we should. You know, like I think I've told the story before. There was a girl I was dating, and we were not exclusive. And I was packing to go to Israel. And in front of her, I was packing condoms. And she got incredibly hurt. And in my mind, I was like, why are you hurt? We're not exclusive. Like the information that like that was such an obviously insensitive and obnoxious thing to do didn't hit my brain because I was so used to like kind of having things my way and doing things my way. It sounds like your boyfriend is in a pre-growth state where he doesn't know that you're not supposed to take your unconscious dreams out on your conscious girlfriend. He just doesn't know. I don't think he's an asshole. I think he needs to grow a little bit. the other thing you said, where you're the nicest person that he's dated, therefore he's waiting for you to be mean. That's also very immature. It's like, no, you now date nice people. You're now a nice person dater instead of all people are mean. That's also immature. So I just think he's right at the precipice of growth and he needs a strong hand from an unfaithful woman to take him to the promised land.
All right, I'll give him a push for sure.
Okay, well, I think that was really helpful.
I think we were really good at that just now.
All right.
Awesome. I agree.
Yeah. And if he pushes back at all, say, if you don't stop telling me about it, I will be unfaithful to you. Just say it. It doesn't matter if it's true. Trust me, that's good communication. I'm joking. Okay. I'm joking. Don't do that. Okay. Good luck. See you on the 29th.
So I appreciate it, guys.
Bring him on the 29th and I'll scold him.
Please. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Alrighty. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. God, we're good at this, huh? I mean, Natasha.
Yeah.
You're a seer.
A seer?
A seer. S-E-E-R.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You just get right to the nugget of it, you know, the nugget, the center, the marrow.
Oh, but it's usually kind of rude.
Yeah, but it's okay. You're a rude seer. Actually, you know who's playing at Outside Lens this year?
Rude seer.
And the Delightfuls.
Hey, Tosh.
Yamos.
Do you have a suggestion on the kind of person I should talk to about having a narcissistic partner?
Sounds like you might need to talk to a therapist, Moshe.
Well, I'm not the only one with issues. Everyone in the world could use someone to talk to right now, and the last 2 years, we can use them more than ever. And we would like to recommend to you to try.
Talkspace. Using Talkspace feels like having a therapist in your pocket. That's why being able to reach out to your therapist or psychiatrist at any time from anywhere makes taking care of your mental health super easy. I talked to mine today in the car. It's so easy.
Yeah, and you don't have to go into an office. And also because of that, it costs less than traditional therapy. And not only that, you can also be in contact with your therapist 24/7 using text. You can make traditional appointments on video. You can call them. You can do what makes you comfortable, which is what this is all about.
When they say mental health is a journey, they mean it. That's why it's important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. When you work on yourself, it brings positive changes in all areas of your life. The long-term effects of therapy can give you the tools to deal with challenges as they arise, strengthen your relationships, and give you a more positive outlook on life. There's no better time to invest in yourself than right now.
As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, just go to Talkspace.com and use the promo code HONEYMOON to get $100 off your first month.
Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. So go to Talkspace.com, make sure to use the code HONEYMOON to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's HONEYMOON. And Talkspace.com.
Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
You know, we're actually waiting on our caller to get their shit together. I thought maybe we could go old school, listen to a couple secrets on the main episode.
Let's do it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I'm wacky. All right, let's do it. Let's hear a secret or two.
Hi, I'm calling with a secret. I've had this for a little while, and I just opened up to my husband and some of our best friends last night, and I didn't really get the reaction that I was hoping for. So I'm looking for another outlet. I get turned on by the song Shiny from Moana, which is sung by a crab. And it's not really the crab that turns me on. I think it's his confidence. But it's just something about that song that kind of gets me in the mood. And, I'm kind of reaching out to see if any of the other listeners have had this experience or if it's just me. Okay. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Well, this is the easiest call of all time. One of the sexiest men ever, Jemaine Clement, is the crab and he's so hot.
Wait, what? Huh?
Jemaine.
I mean, yeah, I know him.
He's so cute.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he's like.
He is? No, he's hot. I'm not saying he's not hot.
And he's
just,
got the and that accent.
I'm
like,
just not crazy about you like just going like, oh, this one's so easy. I too want to get
she's my clearly attracted
labia
to
pinched by the crab that is Jemaine.
She's clearly attracted to him.
Do you think? Yeah,
yeah, because he's like, you know, this like hot guy.
I read it differently.
With a sexy voice.
I read it differently. I read it more like, you're right, Jermaine is hot. But I read it differently, like more like, this is how pathetic men are. That she's just like, ooh, that crab seems kind of confident and sure of himself. Maybe a crab.
But if I was like getting like children's songs stuck too much in my head during sex, I probably would try to train myself to not have that.
I will say this. Well, when we make love, you and I, the mm-hmm. whole time, every time, I'm thinking about the song Whistle While We Work, just to give me the rhythm. You never notice that that's how I bang you. I go bang, 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 bang. That's my rhythm right there. That's actually my, and you thought I made that up. Remember I said I have my own special rhythm? It's actually Snow White and the Seven Dwarves rhythm.
All right. Thanks, Moshe.
You're welcome.
Can we hear another secret?
Sounds great.
Hey guys, so this is the first time I tell anyone this, kind of awkward, I guess. So I'm a straight guy who lives in California, but when I was younger, well, I'm in my 30s, and when I was younger, in my early 20s, I met up with this guy in a storage facility, and he offered to, I needed money at the time. I forget why. And, I guess I had seen this, I think it was an ad online and, back when it was Craigslist, and we had an agreement, I guess, where he was going to pay me to let him suck me off. And there was just something about that kind of like had me curious, and, I was turned on. And so I decided to try it, and yeah, it was fun, but I've never told anyone that, and you know, it's weird because I have a girlfriend and I've never done anything with other guys, but the idea of a guy paying to like let him suck my dick, it's kind of a turn on. It's that's the only thing that turns me on, I guess, in a gay way. So yeah, that's my secret.
Uh-oh.
What's uh-oh?
He's going to do it again.
No, I don't think he is, actually.
Well,
I mean, I don't necessarily think he isn't.
I think there's anything wrong with that, but I do think that he liked it.
Why did you send me the note that said this is wrong underneath the camera?
No, but I like that. First of all, I love the openness, because you should try to see if you're into it. You're curious. But it didn't quite sound to me that he was like, and I knew that wasn't for me. It kind of seemed like he was into it. But he is still saying he's straight.
I more think that this is just how horny guys are. We're so horny. We can actually get so horny, we'll supersede our own sexual orientation and just say, you know what? This'll do. This'll do, pig. I don't think that this... It didn't sound like he had any shame about it, although he did sound drunk. Drunk enough to leave the secret. I think this is pretty, this feels pretty normal to me, honestly. It's experimentation. It's not childhood, but it's young sexual experimentation, especially the transactional nature of it. I just think, you know what? If you feel any weirdness about it, you shouldn't. This is cool. You have a cool story.
But maybe he feels weirdness because his girlfriends, he doesn't tell them.
The thing that he feels weirdness about, if I had to guess, is that society would tell him, oh, this means that you are something. But it doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean you are or aren't anything. It means you tried something and you even enjoyed it. And in fact, think about it when you want to bust a nut. That was the subtext of this call, is that sometimes he thinks about it when he's trying to get there. And that's okay too. I mean, everything's okay.
So what do you do if...
You want to try it again?
Huh?
If you want to try it again?
No. What do you do if the woman says, have you ever had gay sex?
If it's me?
Sounds like he says no.
He probably lies, but it sounds like because this is a fun but shame-filled secret for him. And I think I would suggest, you know...
Why does it have to be shame-filled, too?
I just got the vibe.
That's what I like about... Like, I feel like our children won't feel that same way. Like, they'll just be more openness.
I think that there's a very clear and obvious reason why it's shame-filled. Because society tells, especially young men... that sexuality that has to do with same-sex attraction or even sexual experimentation mm-hmm. with the same sex is sissified or is bad or is gay equals bad, you know, all that stuff. And everybody's so wrapped up in this like kind of like homophobic fever pitch that even people that have had gay experiences are feeling racked with like, oh, what does this mean about me? And I think you're right. I think the younger generation doesn't give a fuck about those kinds of labels and is just moving past it, moving past the idea that it's good or bad. It's just sexuality. It's just, it doesn't matter in any way. And in the same way that gender is being deconstructed, I think sexuality is being deconstructed. And like, could I say I've had a life free of those kinds of like influences? No, but I think that I got lucky in that my mom raised me in such a like, you know, queer friendly world that mine were very minimal. So I say, hey, you got a blowjob, you think it's hot. Once in a while when you're jerking off, you think about it. It gets you over the mountain into the cum peak.
Hey, maybe if you're lucky, you'll get to do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And if your girlfriend asked you, this is what I think.
You should be honest.
Yeah, be honest. What? There's nothing to be ashamed of here. It's kind of hot. I mean, honestly, the it's not surprising it's such a turn on. It's two taboos in one. It's same sex, and you got paid for it. So it's sex work too. I mean, sounds like you've got a healthy kinky side. Well, is that kinky? Is it bad to say it's kinky? Probably is. Yeah. It's easy to be ignorant in this progressive world, but we're moving past it.
Our kids are going to think we're ignorant.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Guaranteed. We are.
I'm just not going to talk when she turns 10.
You're going to go mute. When she hits puberty, we both go mute. Whatever you think. All right. Shall we do another call?
Yeah, let's do it. They're ready.
Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
Would you say you care more about how well something in your house works or how beautiful something in your house is?
If something's beautiful, I don't even care if it works.
Well, Caraway cookware and bakeware collections are so easy to use, so healthy, so awesome, and also they're so pretty that Natasha Leggero herself has them in our kitchen right now.
I love them. We got this color blue that matches our kitchen perfectly, and they're so beautiful, and I dare say better than the La Crusade, at least prettier than the La Crusade.
Hey, there's no need for you to start a beef war right now between pot companies, but I will tell you that these not only are easy to use, beautiful to use, but they've got none of those nasty chemicals, none of those toxic ingredients, no PFAs, no PTFEs, no PFOs, but they are down with OPP.
Plus, they have the long-awaited Iconics collection. It's high design, I love it, upgraded, featuring two unmistakable classic shades, both dressed up in glossy gold hardware, my favorite.
We would like to recommend to you what we got, which is the cookware set. It's a modern and chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set, boiled down just to four essentials: a fry pan, a saute pan, a saucepan, and a Dutch oven. They're all so beautiful. All non-toxic. You can also get their bakeware set.
An assortment of non-toxic baking essentials every modern kitchen needs, so you can get to baking goods without any of the bads.
As you know, I am the cook in the house and Natasha is the tastemaker. She approved, and I cook on these pots every night and I love them. They're so easy to use. Things don't get stuck.
And easy to clean.
And it's just nice to know there's nothing nasty in them. So right now, we would like you to go to carawayhome.com/honeymoon, and you can take advantage of a limited time offer of 10% off your next purchase.
This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/honeymoon or use code honeymoon at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How's it going?
Hi, I'm Dandy. How are you?
You look dandy. Everything is good here as well. Thank you.
You do look dandy.
Yeah.
Stop.
What's going on? How can we help?
Okay. I have this guy friend. We've been friends for almost a year. And at the beginning of our friendship, I thought it was going to turn into something more, but it never did. And now it's been like almost a year. And he's been like doing and saying things to me recently that make me think that he likes me and like leading me on in a lot of ways. But he's in a relationship that he started a few months ago, so I don't know what to do, if I should tell him that I like still like him, or if I should just like ignore it, or what to do.
Have you guys hooked up?
We used to, like, when we would like go out as like friends and like parties and stuff, and we went on like a couple dates, we would like make out, and he like spent the night at my house one time, but nothing happened, but not like full. sex.
Not full penetration. Got it. Yes. Okay. Okay. I mean, this to me is very obvious. What do you think, Tosh?
I mean, he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
And
what are you getting
out
of this?
You're flirting with him and you want more from him, and he's flirting with you because you're hot and he likes you, but he likes her more.
Or he likes her enough. It doesn't even matter that he likes her more. It's like what he's doing to you isn't fair and isn't cool, and what you're doing isn't real. It's like, oh yeah, he's my friend. No, he's not. He's a person that you have a fantasy about.
And he probably has you as like, isn't that, I'm sure there's a word for it, like someone on the back burner or whatever. Like, you know, if Sheila ever like really gets pissed at me, I can always maybe, you know, be with whatever.
I mean, that's even, yes, I think that's probably accurate, but it's also even a cynic, that's even a cynical read. Like, you know, it's like when you're young, you kind of are like, well, I like her, but I kind of am with her. And I just, maybe I won't end the relationship with her because, you know,
You guys like go out as friends and like go to movies and dinner and stuff?
Yeah, we hang out like one-on-one all the time. And he like says things to me a lot that like I think is really weird to say if you have a girlfriend.
Oh no, you're right. It's just the problem here. I mean, he definitely is flirting with you.
What does he say? Can you give me an example?
I don't, I consider you like a girlfriend to me.
I mean, basically, we were like out a couple months ago and we made like your ugly jokes to each other. And then he like 5 minutes later was like, no, like you're not, like you're such a beautiful woman. You're such a beautiful woman. And like said it like multiple times. And then like the other day he was like, you're one of my favorite people in the whole world. And like all this stuff. So
here's what I know that
you would still say that to a friend, wouldn't you?
No, you would not. Definitely. No. I would not. No, you think it would be normal if I one-on-one hung out with a girl all the time? I was like, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. No.
That, he should not be hanging out with her. It's not like you guys are old friends.
Yeah, here's
the girlfriend probably suits his needs in some other way, maybe ethnically or to his family or religiously, or I would guess like there's some reason, maybe familially, like she's from an.
He might love her. Who even knows?
He clearly loves her though.
He just is.
Well, and also, if it changes anything. All my friends really don't like her because he like says that she's like very controlling and things, which, and it's not her fault. This is a him issue, but then it also puts in my head like, oh, maybe that's why he's like giving me this attention.
Honey, you need to move on.
Yeah. Let me say something.
Move on.
I know that you have a sheen of Portland detached irony and you prefer things that way, but I'm going to be very sincere to you. You deserve to be chasing a man who is not in a relationship. You deserve to be chasing after a guy that's chasing after you too, not a person that's like trying to keep the one plate spinning but while not losing you. So I mean, you don't deserve that. I'm not saying he's an asshole or anything. All I'm saying is that you deserve, you're cool, you're obviously funny, you're to me, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. And so it's just like you deserve somebody cool that's interested in you and not half interested in you. I mean, it's not even 1 foot out the door. Both feet are out the door and he's like got a pinky pointing back at you. Move on. Cut and run. Get the fuck. Wasn't it a Portland artist that once said fucking run? No, don't fuck. Just run.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
You don't chase a person that's not fully interested in you. You don't deserve that. Oh, she's gone. We lost her.
Well...
Did we lose her? We lose her. We lost her.
Well, you know what? She froze, but there's really nothing left to say. There's never a good time to do a bad thing. It sucks. She's in love with him, probably. But why dick yourself around? Next thing you know, 2 years are gone, and you're like jaded
there
and pissed.
Is. You're back. We've been talking about you while you were away.
You talked about me?
Yeah, we changed our minds. We think you should pursue this guy with every ounce of energy you have. He seems worth it. No.
That's a big 180.
No, we're still on track. We just think you're awesome. Okay.
And really the most beautiful woman in the world.
In the world. And you just deserve somebody that thinks...
I've been hearing that lately.
You just deserve somebody that thinks... I was going to say that thinks that about you, but you
what
already
do you
found...
say? What do you say back... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, honey.
What's that?
Oh, really quickly though, because I thought you were letting her go. I wanted to ask you, what do you say when he says that? You're the most beautiful woman in the world.
I don't know. I think I'm just kind of like, thank you. I don't think I've really like said anything or like done anything to be like more than a friend, but then it's like, he's the one who like initiates a lot of things. So then I feel like it's a back burner situation.
You need to make some boundaries with yourself. And if it were me, I would just stop hanging out with him. But if you want to say like once a week or whatever to yourself,
let me ask you a question.
She needs like some practical guidelines on how to drop
him. Let me ask you a question. Are you low on friends right now? You got a pretty empty social life?
I have friends. Do I not look like I have friends?
No, you do. This is what I'm saying. This whole notion was like, no, I need to keep him because he's my friend. It's like, don't you have real friends? Real friends that you don't fantasize about fucking? Yeah, it's like, bye-bye. I mean, it's like, it's all a fantasy. Like, oh, no, he's my friend. I got, you know, we go way back. We met on Tinder 7 years ago. It's like fucking goodbye. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he's a persona non grata and a piece of shit. I'm saying you already have real friends. This is a fantasy. He's neither a friend nor a boyfriend. So what are you doing with him? You're just like torturing yourself. He's like a voluntary torture situation that you go to once a week to just be like, what does this mean? It means nothing. You need to go hang out with your friends and then find a guy who actually is like, you know what the follow up to you're the most beautiful woman in the world is? It's supposed to be. And I want to be with you right now. It's not, and I got to go get back to my girlfriend because we're making chili tonight.
Yeah.
Move on.
No, you're right. This is what I need to be here. So
tough love. Good. Tough love.
All right. Well, good luck, honey. And you know what? You're so hot. You're going to find someone way better.
Yeah. All right. Nice talking to you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Don't tell her your Burning Man address. She's coming.
I know, right? I mean, she was sweet. It's such a, to me, both of these calls are like absolutely like about development. Like these are absolutely lessons you learn as you get older and go, oh, why would I pursue a person that's not interested in me and has demonstrated that lack of interest in such a clear way as to be in a relationship with another person? Or why would I take out my bad dream, which I know is not actually real? I mean,
on my partner.
It's just, these are things that you learn as you get older. And so we're older because we don't know who SZA is. And that's why we have these lessons to teach you. See you at Outside Lands.
Okay, so give us a call at 213-222-8608. Leave a secret.
Absolutely.
And if you want our advice, send us an email at endlesshoneymoonpod@gmail.com and we'll talk to you and see if it's right for the show.
And by the way, join our Patreon, patreon.com/endlesshoneymoon. We're having some Shabbat dinners we can invite you to.
August 17th, we have a big dinner party.
Yeah, and people from our Patreon are going to join us on Zoom and we're going to have dinner together. And it's going to be actually really fun and awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. We did something similar like that when we did our live stand-up show, our live podcast
that
taping.
That was so fun.
And all these people stuck around. We all actually ended up getting really real with one another. Everybody was kind of sharing something about themselves and it was really nice. I'm looking forward to doing it with our fans. And if you want to be a part of that, join the Patreon. At any level, we would love to have you. Oh, speaking of loving to have people, I love to have you.
I love to have you too.